everybody. Thanks for listening to On the Podcast, short episode format podcast to give you something to do while you kill time doing your business on the pod. Or maybe you need some new kicks. Kicks is what people from the 80s and the 90s call shoes.
How did I literally think of the same thing that you did? Jesus.
Really?
I was staring at your shoes and I was like, oh, shoe shopping. I'll do something about that.
We're riding the same vibration right now. Oh my god.
Oh, kicks, Liz. I've never been cool enough to call my shoes kicks. Or maybe I just haven't ever had shoes cool enough that are...
Like... Well, you've gone shoe shopping before in your life.
Yeah.
So, you know, more often than not, you've got to get somebody over to you. For you to give them the shoe.
I always go to DSW. I don't have the patience for that.
Oh. Well, then not in your case, but you got to get somebody to assist you. And they got to go into the back. I did this. They have to climb a ladder to find the right shoe and bring it down and hopefully not fall or die. And bring it to you. So you're going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. Put on an episode of our podcast while you get a little bit more stylish, girl. I'm Liz.
And I'm Katie. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Katie.
What are we talking about today?
Katie, we're talking about something that if you weren't, like, between the ages of 18 and 22 from, like, 2007 to 2010, mm-hmm. You would have no idea what we're talking about. And I didn't realize this until you and I were having a conversation with a friend of ours who is a Gen Xer who was like, what's that?
Juicy sweatsuit.
That also applies. No, today we're talking about the caffeinated beverage Four Loko.
Oh.
Caffeinated alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, I never had one of those. Mm. I don't think I was ever of age, but no. I was, like, freshman in college.
Yeah, I was right on the, like, cusp of, like, they banned it while I was 21.
Yeah. Maybe a senior in high school. I don't know. They scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah. Shall we get into it?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. For those of you who are not, are we considered elder millennials? No.
I'm right. Smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
Like when you do the 15-year time span, I'm literally that middle person because it's from 80 to 95.
Oh, so I'm close to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Four Loko.
Four Loko. It was created by elder millennials. They were Jason Freeman, Jeff Wright, Chris Hunter, and they were students of The Ohio State University.
The
Ohio State University. They were members of the Kappa Sigma fraternity.
Oh, of course they were frat bros.
I know. Just you wait. So this was in 2005. They made most of their drink blends in the frat's basement and party room.
Yeah, that's like probably in a bin that was
so gross.
Never washed.
So gross.
Oh, God.
So gross. And they liked to mix caffeine with alcohol, and they would use this Thai energy drink that they bought from like a store nearby, but they would claim that it was imported and they would charge like so much more money for it. So funny.
Got it at the convenience store down the street. Mm-hmm.
Now they designed the prototype of the energy beer that they called Four Loko. And initially it had cherry and berry flavors and included taurine, guarana, and caffeine, which is all, you know, energy, pro-energy substances, pro-caffeine, something to keep you awake, and then wormwood, which supposedly has the same effect that absinthe does.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But this all sounds like an award-winning combination.
It's so fratty. It's like, duh. they ended up dropping the wormwood after a year, though, because it cost too much. So then instead of that, they just started focusing on the flavors and alcohol content. In 2009, it started to be marketed internationally, and also in 2009, the Attorney General, the United States Attorney General, started investigating caffeinated alcohol beverages as being inappropriately marketed to teens and leading to health risks, aka blackouts.
Yeah. Didn't it, like, kill a few people, though?
We'll get into it. So they were concerned, too, that it masked the feelings of intoxication. So I didn't know this, but in 2008, Anheuser-Busch and MillerCoors also had their own alcoholic caffeinated beverages, their own alcoholic energy drinks. They were called Tilt and Spark.
I've never heard of those.
But they ended up stopping producing that in 2008 because of this whole Attorney General thing.
Mm-hmm. And how long was Four Loko produced?
So they started making it in 2005. And then in 2010, colleges and universities started to see injuries related to the drink. The state of Washington banned Four Loko after 9 students aged 17 through 19 from Central Washington University became ill. And they had blood alcohol content levels between 0.12 and 0.35.
0.35? Yeah. Oh, that's considered lethal.
And one of them almost died, but did not die.
Oh, okay.
Did. Yeah. I had a friend who went to Colorado College down in Colorado Springs, and she and her good friend came up and visited me up in Boulder, and they brought a Four Loko. And that was, like, right before it was
banned.
Well, this was actually after it was banned. They'd smuggled it. And they brought it. And it was weird. It was a weird night. In October of 2010, 17 students and 6 visitors of Ramapo College were hospitalized.
Yikes.
Worcester State and Boston College stopped the sale of Four Loko. And in November, dozens of colleges throughout the country sent out notices to their students about the dangers of Four Loko, which I find so funny. I don't remember getting that email.
Yeah. I was, late 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, I was a freshman in college.
Yeah.
I was also a nerd ball my freshman year.
Loser.
And I didn't drink.
Well, you weren't missing out.
No.
Honestly, like, a lot of, so Four Loko was absolutely insane, but I think, like, it only, once it got banned, it just got, like, more hyped to the point where it was just even crazier. Like, when you tell a college kid, don't drink this insane alcoholic beverage because you're going to black out, they're going to be like, give me that insane alcoholic
beverage. Watch me.
Bet. All right. On October 1st in 2010, Penn State sent out a letter to the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board urging them to stop the sale. Isn't that hilarious? The college is like, please stop. By mid-November, it was banned in several states. And then on November 17th, 2010, the FDA declared the drink a public health concern. And then in December of 2010, they finally reformulated the drink to not include caffeine.
Yeah, because it does it still exist?
It does, but yeah. it's definitely not the same, and it's still disgusting. but you know, again, because of that, there was a whole black market for Four Loko, and I guarantee you can still get onto, like, eBay and buy like the old Four Loko, which I don't know that I would drink now 14 years later.
Yeah, and I don't think so. Might be a little skunk, a little gross.
Ugh, yeah. But that, my friends who weren't young in that time, that's a mean way of saying it, who weren't of college age in that period of time, that is Four Loko. That was the sensation of Four Loko. It burned bright and it burnt fast. And it was here and then gone.
I don't think I ever got that email. Also, we did get an email from CSU President Tony Frank one day.
Hey, Tony's a listener of the podcast.
After it snowed and, like, everybody was pissed off that we didn't get a snow day. And he was like, you guys are just being little babies. And this, the email literally said this. And then a tree limb fell and hit a girl in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I should not
I'm a baby.
So that's the email that I got freshman year.
The only snow days that I experienced in college were they canceled like afternoon classes at like 2 p.m. And every single time that happened, I was done with class by like 1 p.m. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Look, should we go buy a Four Loko?
Kind of, yeah. But let's face it, this idea has been around for forever. Have you ever heard of a Jaeger bomb?
Or literally like Red Bull and whatever the hell it's mixed with. Or like an
espresso martini.
Ooh, I do love espresso martinis.
And all of those things that we mentioned, including the Jaeger bomb, taste better than Four Loko.
So if you still want to experience this, but you don't have Four Loko, college, young college kids that are listening, there's other ways.
Yeah, we had an Irish coffee earlier.
Okay. Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome.
So what's that inside my body?
You're on the verge of a blackout. And a little bit of knowledge.
Cool. All right. See you next time.
Bye.